Well, it's always an honor to talk with Tom Kerber, the man behind SunPower LED. He's best known for his work with light therapy and photobiomodulation is the technical term, but he's been our guest a number of times. He's a major sponsor of the National Crawford Roundtable and NBL and the Breakfast Blend and a variety of other things, including Pioneer Fest, which is coming up. So let me just say, on Sunday, July 19th, when you're at Pioneer Fest, you'll be able to see light therapy devices right there. He's going to have them with him. If you've got a migraine headache, he can give you a treatment right at Pioneer Fest. And we'll get an opportunity to connect him with you and you with him, and I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, Tom is at some kind of a convention right now, and I guess you're getting ready to load in and be a part of that. But welcome back, Tom. What's going on? You're somewhere out of town right now?
Yeah, we're in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I keep thinking Oshkosh by gosh, right?
Exactly.
But no, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And this is called Life Fest. And I guess it's just a warm-up for the Pioneer Fest. But there's supposed to be 25,000 people coming out today or over the next few days. And they got multiple Christian artists here. So we have a booth here where we'll be demonstrating our product here. At this event.
Yeah, Tom, I don't know how good your memory is, but the last time I saw you, we were at the Twin Fish restaurant, Thai restaurant in Mississauga. And
it's cold. It's cold here. It's really cold outside here.
Oh my goodness. We started out and, you know, it was a little chilly by the end. Every one of us, we had blue lips. We were shivering. It was ridiculous. But people kept coming by to see light therapy. It worked. You remember there was a woman that had a migraine headache. She sat down, you put the helmet unit on her, and in one treatment, like 1 or 2 minutes, her headache was gone. Tom, that's not unusual. Yeah. You see that all the time.
Yeah, we over the last 2 years, I've been going to a lot of different medical events. And it's some of these get up into the thousands of people, and it's not uncommon to have a number of people drop by our booth mentioning about a migraine. And in 8 minutes, we found that 8 minutes is the treatment time, and in 8 minutes, we usually shut down the migraines. And it's not only for that event or that time period. Some people have some residual of benefit from that. But it's possible that we have people also that are migraine-free now after years of suffering, many years. Well, one person I know of through one of the medical doctors, it was 12 years serious, bad migraines. And in one treatment in the doctor's office with our device, she was free of that after all those years.
You know, I think some people are like, wait a minute, what is this light therapy, photobiomodulation stuff? Well, apparently it's been around for a while, but what you did was make it affordable, like high-powered medical-grade kind of devices, not Mickey Mouse toys you could buy on Amazon. But photobiomodulation is referred to as light therapy, and what's the science behind that? Like, how is it that in 8 minutes someone's migraine can be eliminated as a result of using light therapy? What's happening inside the brain when that's going on?
As we're learning, obviously we want more research to show all these kinds of things, but why exactly? But for the most part, what we're doing is the cells can absorb certain wavelengths of light. In this case, the red and near infrared light can go through the skull. And when it goes through the skull, it can reduce inflammation in the skull by creating what's called nitric oxide. The cell absorbs it in what's called the electron chain transport. Nitric oxide is produced. There's cytochrome C is created. The ATP is increased in the body. These are all beautiful things that happen. So the nitric oxide is the quickest one. Is it vasodilates or dilates the microvessels of the blood flow, where the blood flows through. and allows more blood flow through back and forth through the area. So, we can go into the brain and actually cause increase in blood flow, reducing right off the bat, reducing pain, it's just beautiful to see. And it's really first time to have this kind of powerful technology in an affordable way. It used to be available at only at certain chiropractic offices for $30,000 for the device, and now we have it in below it. If people buy it on a monthly plan, if they want to do that, then it's less than $200 a month for the year, and they get one of these things. So that's what we've been trying to do, and we're helping all kinds of people with this tech.
It's fascinating. It's absolutely unbelievable. And somebody might say, well, you know, they're a sponsor of your program. Is that why you promote them on the air? No, I promote them on the air because I think light therapy from Sun Power LED saved my life. In 2021, I got my first bout of COVID. It was sort of the end of 2021, by the way. So it was almost 2 years. I hadn't gotten COVID and I thought I was going to escape untouched, but I got the Delta variant, and while I've had COVID several times since, and it was nothing more than the sniffles or just maybe a little aches and pains for a day or two, I got whacked in 2021, and I was pretty much down for the count. I was literally supposed to go to the hospital and go on a ventilator, but the emergency squad that came to our house three times, the paramedics begged us not to go for one reason. They said, "You're not delirious. You know, your oxygen level is at a point where you probably should be on a ventilator, but you're not delirious. And since you've got a wife who's a registered nurse caring for you, if you can wait it out here, because you'll be sitting in a hospital hallway. There's no rooms for you, and they may not have a ventilator for you there either. So stay here." And they gave me an oxygen treatment, whatever. But nothing had seemed to work. This was going on for a month. Tom, you had COVID around the same time. But anyway, Zach mentioned it. Zach mentioned it on the air. You got one of these devices to me and said, "Start tracking your progress." In a day, things started to turn around. I mean, the needle hadn't moved in a month, and I was in the 79 to 82 range for oxygen saturation. I could take a deep breath, but I wasn't getting any value out of it, is the point. And things began to turn around. In about a week, I was remarkably better. In 2 weeks, I was completely better. It was unbelievable because the light therapy began to heal the inside of my lungs. The pain and the swelling went away, yep. and I could breathe. Tom, it's amazing. But that's why I believe that light therapy is worth looking into. Thank you, by the way, for that.
Well, as a matter of fact, both of us, are here today because of light therapy. As you mentioned, I had COVID. Turned out my son said, "Dad, you're really not thinking clearly. I got to take you into the hospital." So just before I went in, when you're in a position, you don't even realize how bad you are. And I put the blood oxygen meter on my finger, and I was reading, 80%. Mm-hmm. And I thought, gee, that's not very good. And I knew that I'd done the COVID test, and apparently it showed that I did have COVID. So I was in bad shape. My son took me into the merge, and they did everything. And the doctor, the best thing that happened is actually the doctor got mad at me and because I didn't follow certain things. And he basically discharged me from the hospital. And he probably never should have. But that saved my life because they were doing other treatments that probably would have taken my life. But as it was, I was discharged. They said I had really bad double lung pneumonia. And they said, the doctor said, "Here's some antibiotics. Go home if you get any worse." No, get this. I'm at 80. If you get any worse, come back. I mean, I'm already at death's door, and I remember going in that night and thinking, this is not very good. And I thought, "Lord, I don't know, if you want me, you've got me. You can take me home now, or you got other plans. So whatever you want to do. Well, it was a couple hours later that I was discharged. And it was my wife that actually was my nurse in this case. She doesn't have nursing credentials, but after three kids and doing a lot of stuff, she nursed me, and I used the light three to four times a day. She was on top of me that way to get this done. And, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks later, I started coughing violently. Like, I couldn't stop coughing. It was so bad. I thought, I'm going downhill, although my blood oxygen now had improved to 93. So things were looking better there, but I was coughing so bad. I didn't understand the human body from that stand. So I went back to Emerge, and I'd had a different doctor this time. And the doctor looked at everything and said my blood was good, my heart rate was good. But she said, I'm looking at your x-rays, and your lungs are exceptional. So in 2.5 weeks, I went from really, really bad to exceptional, exceptionally improved. So that's why we're talking today, is both of us have benefited big time by light therapy. And when we're at this Pioneer Fest, we will be able to demonstrate this firsthand. So if you got a migraine, I've seen it with, migraines, we talked about headaches. How about issues with the eyes? We've seen some people crazy where they cleared up their eye stuff, it's some improvements in their eyes. We've had people with lung issues, COPD or asthma, and we're not curing anything, Neil, necessarily. We're helping the body to do what God designed in the first place, and that is to heal it. Mm-hmm. It's the medical system has gone down a road of drugs only are going to help you. And drugs only. And in this case, it's doesn't need to be that way. And your body can actually heal with this. All parts of the body. It's very cool. From the lungs to the head to the feet, where we've saved people with, diabetic foot ulcers, where their foot was going to be amputated because it was so bad, and been able to save the foot and get it back healed again, back to like a much better foot.
It's incredible.
You know,
we got a lot to talk about. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Tom Kerber, the man behind Sun Power LED, is with us, and part of the reason we're talking about this right now is because we want you to know that you're going to be able to see light therapy devices, the palm unit, maybe the mini canopy, the helmet I'm sure you're going to bring with you to Pioneer Fest. So you might even be able to get a treatment there, but you're going to be able to see how this works. And, you know, it really makes a difference to see it in action. First of all, how powerful some of the lights are. And what's odd is that the most powerful lights you won't be able to see, because it's kind of like a dog can hear certain sounds that we can't hear. Super high frequencies of light that are beyond our ability to see with our eyes. Those are the most effective. They go deepest into our bodies. Light therapy is the term that we use. Photobiomodulation is the fancy term. Tom, you've told this story before, but real quick so people understand. But by the way, let me mention, this will help you if you've not heard of this before. Tom reminds me of two people. He reminds me of the professor on Gilligan's Island, except that professor never got them off the island. Tom Kerber would get you off the island, okay? That's number one. And secondarily, the mad professor from Back to the Future, 1.21 gigawatts, you know, that guy? So that's Tom Kerber. You need to know, by the way, that he also was instrumental in helping to develop some of the technology that allows Galcom to get solar-powered audio Bibles and solar-powered fixed-tuned radios to people all over the world. So he's got a long history of having, using his skills, his talents, for ministry purposes, etc. But this one is designed around what's called light therapy or photobiomodulation. So, Tom, could you quick tell us the story? You know, I don't know if you recall all the details, but of going to that dentist and seeing those blue lights that they use to harden teeth and whatever, because that played a role in you pursuing this whole idea of, can light waves help heal our bodies? Can they help when, you know, we're experiencing pain and swelling, et cetera?
Yeah, so what happened is part of my sinful past is I like chocolate far too much. So
is this a confession live on the air? Okay. All right. God,
yeah,
Jesus,
so
Jesus forgives you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I did end up with quite a number of cavities as a kid. And so that meant that I was in the dental chair a lot. And so I'd get fillings done. All the first round was all those silver fillings. And then they started to bring out the white fillings. And they used a halogen bulb with a special filter with some blue that would allow blue light to shine on the top of your tooth and harden the filling. Well, because I've been involved now 50 years in electronic development, even back then, 20 years ago or 25 years ago, when the first high power blue LEDs just weren't even out on the market yet, they were just as samples from one manufacturer. Here's some new, they would come to me and present these new devices, the new microchip or the new whatever it was, sensor. And in this case, the one salesman, I used to have lots of salesmen calling on me because they wanted me to design their stuff into new products. Mm-hmm. So they brought to me this little box with these high power LEDs in there. There was red, green, and blue, and kind of yellow looking. And they said, can you use them somehow? And at $70 a piece, I couldn't imagine, you know, using them for brake lights on a car or something like that. You know, it had to have a special application. So I'm thinking things through, and I saw something about dentistry, and I says, hey, I bet you I can get the right wavelength to harden the white fillings, because I've been in the chair plenty of times now, you know, doing the white fillings. So I did get the first one into my hand, quickly put it into a device, kind of crude looking device. And I brought it to my dentist and said, here, I want that tooth fixed, but you got to use my light. And she's kind of looking at me like, huh? She knew me well enough that I was serious. I says, no. It had a wire coming off of it and plugged onto a battery pack. I can't remember right now. But anyways, she did. And she said, she says, as long as you're, if anything goes wrong, it's all on you. And I says, no problem. So she did use it on my tooth. And she says, that works so well, so beautiful. No, you know, and so I built the first high power blue LED. It took a little while to design it and make it. I had a small team put together that we built the first high-power blue light for dentists, a cordless version. And so that was really the start of using high-power LEDs. Well, wouldn't, because of my, I'll just preface this, is that God takes you on a path, and even though it's not a nice path, he knows what he's doing. And for myself, about 35 years ago, I did some flying lessons on the top of a ladder, second floor heights onto concrete. The flying didn't go well, but the landing hurt real bad.
You stuck the landing. Okay, yeah.
yeah, the landing was rough. So, I injured my lower back, L4, L5, and I would end up with extreme pain episodes every year, 2 years for 3 to 5 months, really bad, extreme pain, trying to do everything. So that was my kind of path that God put me on outside of the electronics, with the pain in my back. And for my wife, she was very ill at one point. She was bedridden for a year and a half, and we were trying to help her. This goes back like 30 years ago, and trying to help her every which way to get better. and slowly improved through different things. And so I was always searching for some doctor, somebody. And as God would have it, two different people that I designed stuff for showed up in my facility on the same day. Now, they didn't talk to each other, but interesting enough how God would do it, both of them told me the same thing. For your wife, why don't you consider going to see this doctor? Now, in this case, the doctor was 45 minutes away, so or half an hour away in Burlington. And so, you know, there's hundreds of doctors in between, and two people same day telling me I should go to this doctor. So I went to see him with my wife, and he went through a bunch of stuff, and, you know, like doctors do to try and figure things out. And he was an exceptional doctor, thought way outside the box to try and help people. So when he's going through the list of things with my wife, I got to say, being self-employed all these years, it you know, sometimes the stress, you could cut it with a knife. You know, it was so bad, you know, things happening and whatever. But anyways, in this case, I'm in his doctor's office, and he goes and asks my wife the question, is there any stress can cause all sorts of problems? Is there any stress you can get rid of in your life? And she starts pointing at me. He's the stress maker. So he immediately stops his conversation with my wife and turns to me and he says, so what do you do? And I says, I make this powerful blue light for hardening the white fillings for dentistry. And his eyes just bugged out. He says, can you make it in red? And I'm like, yeah, why not? No problem. And he says, well, I got two patients with, we'll use the term bad C, as in the letter C. And you, your audience can figure that one out. We just don't want this to be cornered out and taken off the air. But so bad C, both of these patients had bad C. And he had done all the research for this light and a photoactivated drug that would clean things up. And I walk in his office, and as God would have it, he was going to treat these patients the next day, but he needed to buy some red lasers. He's going to buy 10 red laser pointers, and you know, the ones you use on the screen. Mm-hmm. To show people, but he was going to put them together with elastic bands. And I show up in his office and I said, look, I'll build it for you in 3 weeks. So I built the first powerful, you know, a red light for his application, even with water cooling. This was nothing. I got a lot of patents to my name now of different things I've been able to develop, but very high power LEDs with water cooling. And he was able to clean up both his patients, and that was phenomenal, like within a month. And I thought the world was going to open up for us, but there are some people in the medical stream that would rather this not come out. But anyway, so that was my introduction to the red light. Sorry, it's a little longer story, but then that was my introduction to the red light. And then what happened is a couple months later, I went and got the light back from him because I needed to do some tweaking on it, do some small adjustments. And I got it back from him. And about the second day, I think I picked up a paperclip or something, and I went into that position. Anybody with severe back pain knows what that's all about. Mm-hmm. You reach over or you pick up something small, just, and all of a sudden, nasty, you know, that shooting pain right through my back. And I thought, okay, here it goes again. This is going to last for a couple months. And, you know, I do the chiropractic, do physio, do all those kinds of things. And so I thought, and then the next day I'm working on my computer and the pain is like 8 out of 10. It's like over the top. I can hardly concentrate, but hey, I'm self-employed. You can't take time off. So I'm working on my computer and all of a sudden I think, hey, I heard that red light could do something to reduce pain. And I thought, nah, that doesn't make any sense. That's crazy. And I thought, well, I got my powerful red light here. Why don't I try that stupid light on my back? And I positioned it in the back of my chair And in about 20 minutes, my pain went from 8 out of 10 to 3 out of 10. I got up, and I got up out of the chair real slowly, and I could not believe it. I could almost touch my toes. And I thought, oh, my gosh, every chiropractor, every physio is going to want this technology. And that's how that was the number of steps. But, you know, you just don't choose how God's going to guide your life. You know, mm-hmm. He has a way of doing that. And I wouldn't choose getting back pain, and I wouldn't choose with my wife's illness. But now, because of those two, that was the perfect storm, so to speak, for me to meet this doctor and start the light therapy. And then when my back went and screwed up there a couple months later, to use it on myself and to have that aha moment, as they call it, you know, wow, this has got to be used for, you know, pain on the body. And now to be, because of that 20 years ago, not too many people knew about red light therapy back then. It was called low level laser therapy, like 100 names, but now it's called photobiomodulation. But that's what started me on the path, so that now people around the world, we have our product throughout the U.S. and in Canada, and also now in other countries around the world. It's really neat to see how God's opened this door through hardship.
Yeah. Obviously, you didn't want to mention the C word. Some people go to the doctor, they get diagnosed with C, and they're scared to death. And so obviously, you know, there's a medical community out there that doesn't want anyone to you know, infringe upon their ability to provide medication, et cetera, for various ailments and situations. But there's a guy named JFK Jr. who's heading Health and Human Services in the U.S. right now, who's done a lot of work questioning what the FDA and others have said about, you know, about pharmaceuticals. A lot of distrust now in the world for big pharma. You know, what people are seeing is they have, you know, grandparents or parents that are on one medication, later two, then three or four medications, then five or six. And the reason is you're having to take medications to deal with the side effects of the first medications, which aren't actually healing you. They're just mitigating some of the symptoms for a time. So you stay on these meds for the rest of your... Yeah, it's a Band-Aid. You stay on this for the rest of your life. And that's a moneymaker for big pharma. You just keep buying these medications, but you're not actually getting better. Well, for all of the reasons people are skeptical of big pharma, we have the ability now to talk about light therapy. And Tom, real quick before our break, if you don't mind, just describe the science about what's happening, meaning the mitochondria in the cells are sort of like batteries in your remote, as I understand it. And when the TV remote isn't working, you switch the batteries and all of a sudden, wow, the remote works again. Like when the cell gets energized, all of a sudden it starts doing what it was created to do. To me, that's a very simplistic description, but can you help us better understand what actually happens when that red or near infrared light reaches the cellular level?
Yeah, I will. But I'll just mention one other thing. Unfortunately, when we talk about the bad C, I can't help in that at this point in time. Hopefully in a year or two, we can help on that front. But right now we can't, just to clarify that part. But when it comes to energize, what we're doing is everybody knows that a tree grows because of sunlight. And there's the chlorophyll and how the chlorophyll absorbs the wavelengths of light, blue and red, and that's why we see the tree as green, because it's actually reflected. But anyways, chlorophyll does that. So can our cells absorb wavelengths of light in the red and near infrared wavelengths. And when it does, instead of normally getting your nutrition from, you know, you eat something and it provides nutrition for the cells and the cells get their energy, when you have some kind of disease or mitochondrial dysfunction, that cell is not getting the energy it requires. So it's limping along. Just think of it like sending out the armies to a war zone and they're all starved. How well are they going to do? Very poorly, because they just don't have the energy. In the same in our cells. So the mitochondria, which is the power plant in the cell, is very poorly running. it's just sputtering away. And what's happening is when you introduce red light, as long as it's powerful enough red light, it can get deep into this, like deeper into your knee or into your shoulder or wherever. That light is going to be absorbed by the mitochondria and supercharge the cell, like your example of the, charge it right up, you know, kind of like replacing the battery. Mm-hmm. You can't replace your cell that way. So you're basically just pouring energy into the cell and it gets charged up again and now can start working properly. And they've now learned that there's, without getting it deep into the weeds, into the science, in this situation, but you're basically like ungumming the cell. Everybody knows you can't put sand in an engine, but when, you know, in your oil, because your engine will last a very short time before it dies. But in this case, we're pumping light in and the light is driving the darkness, the sand out of your cell kind of thing, and super and giving it the energy it needs. And now all of a sudden, the cell can work properly and start repairing things and doing all sorts of beautiful things across any part of the body, whether that's the eyes, whether that's your toes, or whether that's your knees. So when we're at Pioneer Fest, people got to come. Just come out for the day and try this and see how much it'll reduce their pain, if you're suffering from pain or inflammation. Last year, I remember the one woman who came out. She was a younger woman, and she was limping. I says, you've got to try this on your ankle. And she told me that it was 2 years earlier that she had a surgery, and she was still limping because she still had pain in her ankle. And in about 20 minutes, she started turning her ankle all different directions, and she had this big, her eyes are bugging out her. She's like, what just happened? And then she's walking and she's walking normally. And then she comes back and she's walking normally. And all of a sudden she starts jumping up and down and says the pain is gone. So we've been able, I know that sounds so crazy, but wouldn't it have been crazy to be near, I'm not saying I'm Jesus working through me, but wouldn't it have been crazy to be around the disciples and watch somebody coming up and, they can't walk, they're lame, and all of a sudden they're able to walk, or they can't see clearly and they can see again. How God performed those miracles. And I think we'll see some beautiful stuff happening there as well. I can't go anywhere now without our light devices and see people helped with our devices.
Yeah. And
it's so much fun.
Tom, last year there was also a woman, I had a chance to speak with her personally. She had, because these devices have two different settings. One is can penetrate deeper into the body. In fact, I've been using my light that I have from SunPower LED to heal some hip pain. I actually went head over the handlebars on my bike recently when I was out for a ride with Mary. I don't know how I get myself in these situations, but landed on my right side and my hip was bothering me for several days. I've started using the light therapy and the pain is gone. So it can get deep into the body. But this woman, it was more of a topical thing. She had like a rash on her face and near her upper lip, and she had before and after pictures. This is in a matter of like 15 minutes. She used the more topical.
I don't remember that one, but we helped so many people there. So that's why people have to come out to Pioneer Fest. It's not that big of a drive.
Yeah.
And not only that, you'll have a great time, right?
Right. Well, we got to take a break. We're going to be back for one more quick segment with Tom Kerber. And yeah, that woman, she had before and after pictures where they used the more topical setting and the rash on her face had improved tremendously. The photos were about 20 minutes apart and you could literally see what it had done. It was amazing. So, all right, Tom Kerber with us. If you want to go to sunpowerled.com, that's where you want to be, of course. And you can learn all about light therapy, also known as photobiomodulation. There's videos you can watch. There's testimonials you can read about. All kind of information so you can learn more about how light, and by the way, the light God created, can be utilized to reduce pain and swelling and promote healing. This isn't big pharma. It's not surgical intervention. It's simply using the light God created to heal our bodies. It's incredible. Tom Kerber with us. We've got a few minutes left here. He's at a convention in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And here it is, Monday, the 13th of July. Pioneer Fest is coming up this coming Sunday. Tom is inviting you to come out and see these units. He's going to have his light therapy devices there. Are you bringing the helmet with you again this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're bringing the helmet, the mini canopy, and a bunch of palm devices. And, we will be offering the 10% discount right there. You can take one home. So not only can you save the money, that way, but also save on shipping.
Right.
So we will have devices there you can walk home with. You can try it out first, see how it makes an improvement, and then take one. And I got to say, we are selling them, and it in the long run, it also helps us to continue to do what we're doing to expand. These units are not made in China. We're making them all in North America. So, we're trying to do our best in building these things and helping a lot of people along the way.
Yeah.
And to support different ministries like today at this Life Fest and next week at Pioneer Fence. So you're helping us by purchasing a light as well.
Amen. And Tom, I think it's important that we mention that not only are these products made in the U.S., but you're doing this to honor and glorify God. This is your calling. This is what God has specifically and uniquely designed you to do, and you're able to use your gifting for His glory to help bring about healing in His people. How cool is that?
Yeah, like when, an example in Colombia, one of the fellows was, it's a medical ministry that goes in Colombia, and they had a guy there that was blind for 3 years, totally blind. And we have a video on our YouTube showing him first when he's getting his first treatment and his eyes seem to be clearing up. And after a couple months, we have a video of him driving a motorcycle, and he's been able to go back to being a motorcycle mechanic because he's been able to get his eyesight back. And whether that's a 40-year-old or whether it's a 101-year-old getting better eyesight, we've helped on right across the board for different ages.
So let's talk about some of those things, because we've mentioned migraine, headaches, eyesight, epilepsy is one, tinnitus. Run down some of the things that this joint pain and whatever. Give us the gamut of how people have utilized light therapy.
Okay, so let's start with top down. How's that?
Sure.
Top down, brain. We can help with, we've been able to see incredible improvements in cases that have come to us with Parkinson's after a year being able to do all kinds of things again that they couldn't do for years. One of the fellows is after 20 years of Parkinson's, significant reduction in abilities, mm-hmm. and now got even his smile and laughter back. We've got seizures. We've been able to improve. One girl with 10 to 15 seizures a day, now down to one seizure every 4 to 5 days since February of this year, using our helmet. And get this, for a minute and a half, that's all,
wow.
a day. And now she's doubled it to twice a day. But, those seizures, we've helped with concussions. People have suffered from concussions that they had years earlier, all of a sudden can think clearer. So because of some of them have what's called brain fog, and others do as well. Mm-hmm. If they've, have had brain fog along the way and they just can't think clearly. We've been able to see people with ADHD improve their thought patterns so they can think much clearer. We've had ADHD,
autism.
If your child has autism, we've even seen the severe cases of autism where they've been able to just chill out, like super dysregulated, coming back into what they call more regulated, more stable situation. significant improvements in that, where we've even seen a couple kids now that were totally nonverbal. One of them in particular was 8 years old, nonverbal, and in 1 week of treatments, once a day for the minute and a half, was able to start saying sentences to his mother. Not words, whole sentences. Wow. To his mother. So we've seen that at 8 years old. We've seen words coming out at 4 years old after 1 week. So autism. Then you go down the different parts of your body, wherever you have pain, neck pain, stress, whatever. Oh, sorry, migraines mentioned. Yeah, so anywhere down the body, different functions, thyroid functions, where we've seen improvements in thyroid function, down to other parts of the body. Male stuff, which we won't get into, improvements there, to knee pain, to ankle pain, to plantar fasciitis. People can't walk, so much pain in the bottom of their foot, and being able to go from that to being a marathon runner in a couple of weeks. So, you know, we've seen to diabetic foot ulcers. So all kinds of things on the body can be helped through light. And that's what we've developed. And I just say, go to our YouTube channel and look at the SunPower LED is our what you search for. It has to be the LED on the end, SunPower LED. Look that up and just watch the shorts. Those are the ones that are only a minute or 2 minutes long. Get a pretty good idea what light can do. And I'd say it's, as Neil says too, it's light that God created in the first place. And all we're doing is just using a little bit of it. And being able to reach into the body, making it an easy way to get light into the body.
Well, you'll be able to see these units in person, try them out, get a treatment at Pioneer Fest. You can purchase any of these units at Pioneer Fest. And we certainly hope that you'll pray about the possibility of doing that, because light can heal our bodies. And God created that light. So light therapy from SunPower LED. Go to sunpowerled.com. And by the way, sun is spelled S-U-N, like the sun in the sky, sunpowerled.com. And again, use the promo code WDCX10 for 10% savings. So we're going to wrap it up here. Tom, I want to pray, as you know, for your continued success. Thank God for your faithfulness in supporting Christian Radio. I love you as a brother and a friend. Grateful for you. And Lord, I just pray your blessing on SunPower LED, for Tom's work in the area of light therapy, as they continue to grow and understand and do research on various other ailments, including the big C. Lord, I just pray for your continued blessing. Continue to open doors. You obviously have done great things, and it's astounding where this is being utilized now and how it's being researched at various universities. And God, I just thank you for the fact that you are the light of the world, and our hope and our trust is in you. Bless Tom and Monica. Help them to enjoy their anniversary coming up this week, and we look forward to seeing both of them at Pioneer Fest on Sunday. God, be glorified in all that you do through Tom and his work at SunPower LED. We thank you for his friendship, and thank you for his faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And so please come out. Please come out. And also just and for those that have our lights, you know, remember every time you use it, please pray for us. My gosh, it's a difficult thing to move this forward, and we need God's help to help others. Yeah. So please pray for us, and we'll see you at Pioneer Fest.
Amen.
It's
going
to be a great event.
The powers that be that sell pharmaceuticals don't want light therapy to be known or utilized. And so Tom's up against a lot, so definitely lift him up in prayer and the whole light therapy thing for God's glory. Tom, thanks for being with us. We'll see you in a few days at Pioneer Fest 2026.
Sounds really good. Thank you, Neil. Appreciate what all WDCX does.